You know what time it is?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Valdosta Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness, Body Works Fitness, Body Fit Family Fitness Lake Park, Destiny Fitness, and Heart Rise Fitness. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with my husband, Jim Wells. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great.
Well, and I believe Melissa Eikenberry is going to be joining us here with from Wintersville here in just a few moments. So excited to have her here in the studio. But I hope everyone had a great Happy Turkey Day.
I know I did.
We ate a lot.
Had plenty to eat.
Had plenty to eat.
And plenty of leftovers.
And plenty of leftovers. I was just talking to Mike a while ago, and poor Mike had to cook his own Thanksgiving dinner, Jim. Can you believe that?
Well, he should have came right on up to our place.
I couldn't believe it. Mike, I just can't believe that you had to cook your own Thanksgiving dinner. You know, he's from Ohio, so he didn't go home for Thanksgiving, and I never even thought about it. Did you? And
well, how did that dinner turn out?
Not bad, actually. I was pretty shocked with how I did. My girlfriend came over and we cooked it together, so it turned out pretty good compared to probably definitely what it could have been for us.
Okay, all right.
Well, that is great then. Well, I was just a little bit sad because, you know, you were cooking your own Thanksgiving dinner.
I was glad to at least hear his girlfriend with.
Yeah, so
at least he was alone.
He wasn't cooking his own dinner by himself, so that was good. Well, I just was talking about you. Welcome, Melissa from Wintersville. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm doing good. There you go. We got to share the mic here tonight. Well, we were just talking about Thanksgiving. Did y'all have a great Thanksgiving?
Oh, we did. We went over and saw all my family's from Quitman. So we had a lot of food and a lot of family, a lot of good time together. And then we'll do it again at Christmas, except this year we're doing something different at Christmas because we always overeat at Thanksgiving. Somebody's buying their chili, making chili. Someone's going to make Brunswick stew. And then a taco soup. So we'll have like soups and sandwiches instead of a big spread like we did for Thanksgiving. I'm kind of excited about
that. You know, I'm thinking about doing that, Melissa. I've never done it before, but I kind of mentioned that to Jim not too long ago, I think, about that. Because you just kind of get tired of that food, that extra food, that heavy food.
And
But yeah, that'll be something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's easy to take home with you, just whatever you brought, or you can take someone else's if you like theirs better than yours.
Yeah.
You just take it home with you, and I don't mind reheating soup, but I'm not real big on reheating meats and stuff, and a lot of the things that are Thanksgiving-y, I don't like to eat them twice, but I will have soup a couple times, so.
Right. That sounds really, really good. I'm going to like that idea. What do you think, Jim?
Hey, if you like it, I like it.
I like you to like it, so thank you.
It's a lot less work.
It's a lot less work. That's right. And I want to wish my husband, he will be 57 tomorrow. He's a December baby, December the 13th. So early happy birthday, and we're taking him out to eat here with his sons, Josh and Justin, after this show. So happy birthday, Jim.
Well, thank you for the birthday wishes and for the meal that I'm about to eat here in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll give a big plug out to Bubba Jack's. I've never eaten there before, but that's where he has chosen to eat tonight. So we'll see how Bubba Jack's is. Right here in Valdosta, that's right. Well, if we're going to be talking, if you want to talk to a trainer tonight, to Melissa Eikenberry, to myself or Jim, you can call us tonight at 241-1059. We're going to be, if you have any questions about what the new trends are, the fitness trends for 2020. Rachel Payne's also going to be calling in from Atlanta. Her and her husband, Steve, are both renowned trainers here in Georgia. House of Payne. And they also specialize in competition training. And Steve is a master poser for all the way up through the pros. So he is
amazing, an amazing posing coach.
He really is an amazing posing coach. He can pose better than some of the bikini girls I've seen.
Well, and he does everything but put the heels on.
He doesn't put the heels on.
But yeah,
or he doesn't wear the lipstick or the baby.
He doesn't just tell them to do it. Here, watch this, and he'll show them
how to do it. And
yeah.
they're having a big clinic up in February. so that we've been invited to come to. So we may go up there and see them and see their posing clinic. But yeah, and I want to welcome HeartRise to our Fit Talk family. And if you haven't seen my Facebook page, I had a little interview with Brandy Say from over there at HeartRise, and she's a great looking girl in her 40s, had four kids. She's in shape. She was really in shape, wasn't she, Jim? You saw the picture of her arms and stuff.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I was impressed.
She was, and I think she's a really good trainer. And we're going to be talking a little bit on the fitness trends. HeartRise is kind of in the loop right now as far as what trends are going around, because it's group training with a twist, so to speak. And again, welcome Bodyworks. Kesley Allen and Jamail Watkins. Did I say Kesley's name right?
Kesley, yes.
Kesley's name right, yes. Welcome Bodyworks to our Fit Talk family. So that's going to be our show for tonight. But there's some really interesting trends out there for 2020 in the fitness industry. I'm you know, virtual fitness is, you know, really big right now, which as a gym owner, we'll talk to Melissa about that in a few minutes. That's probably not going to be one of her favorite new trends. It wouldn't be mine, you know. It wouldn't be for me, but it's interesting, you know. So a lot of things happening. But, you know, in the fitness industry, to me, it's like anything else. We just reinvent ourselves, you know.
Reinvent and relabel.
Right. You know, and I've said this before on the air, you know, Latin dance became Zumba, and now you have to have a certification to teach it, you know. You know, HIIT training, there's also, instead of HIIT, now it's got low intensity interval training has come on the scene.
Or, you know, how long have exercise bikes been around? You know, now we're going to call it spinning.
Right. And now they're going to add the virtual thing, Peloton. If you've watched TV at all, the Peloton commercial is the big thing. You know, for $58 a month, you can own the bike and do virtual training on the Peloton bike. So we'll check in with Melissa on that too. So
what interests me about that whole Peloton, the commercial, is the controversy surrounding it. Are you aware of that?
No. What, have you heard something lately?
The male actor that plays the husband.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's catching grief. Yeah. How dare you get your wife a piece of exercise equipment? So basically what you're doing, you're telling her she's fat. And, you know, she doesn't want to exercise. She wants something fun. She doesn't want to do that. You know, she's only doing it for you. And, you know, just a lot of just crazy stuff. It's a commercial, you know, it's scripted.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know the whole story behind this. I mean, it's make believe anyway. So let's make believe that that's what she asked for.
Right. Let's make believe what she asked for.
She wants it. She likes it. You know, you can see in the commercial she's doing it. She's using it. But oh yeah, they're just bashing this poor guy.
Oh wow, I haven't seen that. Well, you know. To be politically correct, you just can't hardly say anything. I mean, now you can't even do a commercial.
Oh,
that's not even real.
There are people that are just out there looking for something to be offended by. You know, they want to be offended.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Maybe it's a good thing that I am 60 and I'm over the hump here and I just don't care anymore. I don't know. We'll have to listen to what Melissa has to say about this in a few minutes. So we're going to take a commercial break and hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with our first Christmas show of the season here. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Doll Radio.
Bodyworks Fitness offers personal training and a variety of free fitness classes, along with free tanning and brand new cardio equipment with TVs on every machine. Located at 4510 A Bell North Drive, just off North Fidelsa Road, Bodyworks Fitness has 24/7 access 365 days a year. Owners Jamail Watson and Kesley Allen are here to help you reach your fitness goals. Oh, and did they mention no contracts? Be sure to check out their Lake Park location. Call them today, 229-253-9977. Bodyworks Fitness.
Hello everyone, Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by at Destiny Fitness today, or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
You've heard about Hot Rods Fitness. Now it's time to experience Hot Rods Fitness. Your first class is absolutely free. Hot Rods utilize exercise systems to provide you with the best group exercise class in town. Dynamic compound, isolation, aerobic, anaerobic, plyometric, and isometric. If you're not sure what these mean, don't just read about it. Go to Hot Rods Fitness online or download the app and schedule your first free class and experience it for yourself. Hot Rods Fitness. Make your fitness dreams a reality.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host. And Melissa, we are so glad you are here to check in on what's happening in 2020 in the fitness industry. I don't own a gym anymore, so, you know, I don't really have a dog in this fight. But, I mean, you and Sean have just built a great business out of Wintersville Fitness, and you've had it for how long now?
We're going on 2 years. February 1st will be our second anniversary. And it just continues to grow. We're adding some new things. We're right now doing a kids boxing program because we have a couple of MMA and boxing instructors there now, which is a nice addition to the team. So that's bringing in something that we haven't really thought of before. We had a lot of people saying, hey, what can you do for the kids? And so we're trying to add more stuff for the children as well because there's a big desire for that lately.
Let's see who we got on the line here. Hello. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, Maria, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, how are you? Welcome. We were just talking about you and Steve and how Steve was the infamous posing coach here in Georgia, all over there, and that he can pose better than some of those bikini girls, except he just doesn't wear the heels.
Yeah, we don't. We don't want to see him wear heels.
or the bikini either.
No, we don't want to see that either. So. We were talking about how, you know, how good y'all both are and that competitive training is, you know, one of your specialties up there. Well, welcome. We're talking about fitness trends for 2020. What have you heard out there? What's the latest fitness trend for competitors?
You know, I'll tell you, Maria, I have my top five that I think are really the biggest trends, not necessarily for competitors, but just in the fitness industry itself. The first one is technology. You know, anything that you can wear that helps motivate, encourage, track, people are into the technology, the Fitbits, the apps, you know, anything
the wearable
like
tech. Yeah, that's one of the
wearable
strong
tech.
Wearable
that's,
tech. That's right.
Yep.
The smart watch, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That is like one of the number one trends for 2020 for sure. It has been for the last couple of years.
Or something that they can use to listen to their music.
Yeah. Any of the technology, anything to keep them doing it. Personal training and group training, specifically strength training, is really important and popular right now. So, you know, whether that means people need to make an appointment so that they hold themselves accountable, whether they need to be with a group to keep themselves coming and motivated and inspired to participate, whatever they need to do, strength training is on the top of their list. I think people are getting a little bit older and they understand and realize that having that resistance training is important to keeping their health and wellness.
I want to interject right there, Rachel. And Melissa is here with me from Wintersville Fitness. But I had an interesting conversation because I want to just, you know, say this. A guy that owns a CrossFit in Tifton, where I live, I was at the gym the other day, and, you know, somebody pointed out, said, oh, there's so-and-so, and I can't even remember the guy's name now, but he comes over here and he works out, but he owns CrossFit. And so, you know, I thought, well, that's kind of, you know, and so I did make my way over there and introduce myself to him, and he said, look, I do CrossFit, that's great for me, but he said, I need to come over here and lift these weights. So, you know, he is understanding that there's a benefits in all types of exercise. Would you agree, Melissa?
Absolutely.
And I thought, and he said, listen, I've got to come over here. I need to lift these weights. And even though he does that type of exercise for cardio, he understood that strength training was important also. And I thought
yeah,
that,
I mean,
and
I the think trends. It goes hand in hand with all kinds of sports, whether you're a runner or whatever, it's still important to incorporate a variety of different types of training to keep you, you know, it's important for you to be flexible. You should take time to stretch. You know, it's important for you to do the resistance training. You should take time to do that. That doesn't mean you have to spend 3 hours in the gym every single day, but having that variety and mixing it up is definitely important.
You know, we've been preaching the strength training for years to the people that just would do cardio, 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 and that's all, you know, and they'd say, oh, well, I'm not really reaching my goals, or I'm not losing weight, or I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. And I'm glad that the message is finally catching on, and it's a trend now that, you know, strength training, you got to incorporate some of that, you know, get a little bit of all of it, but certainly don't avoid the strength training. And you know what some of the myths are, you know, oh, I don't want to get big and bulky and, you know, this and that, and I won't be as good at my particular sport if I'm too big. You don't have to get all swole, but being strong is an advantage. You know, I used to say in my coaching days, these people that were golfers or tennis players or runners, I say, look, you know, name me one sport where it's an advantage to be weak. I can't think of one. You know, a strong person versus a weak person, where is the advantage in being weak? You know, you can still be strong and flexible, or fast and flexible. I mean, flexible and strong, fast and strong. You don't have to choose one or the other. You can have the strength plus the flexibility and the speed and the agility, you know, but if you've got those things but no strength, and the other guy has strength plus all the others, you're at a disadvantage.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, I would say that my third top trend for 2020 would be the importance of functional fitness. You know, and I'm not just, you know, like I said, this is for everybody. We need to make sure that we are able to function in our lives as we age. And that means being able to perform daily movements that we need to do, going to the grocery store, putting things up on the shelf, reaching down low, whatever that takes, whether it's body weight exercises that help us continue to do that. You know, that functional type movements are a necessary part as we continue to get older. And, you know, there's silver sneaker classes and exercises for all levels of fitness are really important, you know, important to our safety, important to our health and our quality of life.
Rachel, I can definitely, I can't think of the word now, Jim, but anyway,
firm believer.
I'm a firm believer. And after going through what I've gone through, and you can tell, still have some cognitive issues once in a while, but functional training has become very important to me because I have had to do a lot of things and get my strength back, Rachel. And I see now how important it is. You know, even though I'm 60 years old, it's still, you know, I went through all those surgeries and had to regain a lot of functional movements. So I really understand that now. You know, I'm thinking, oh, it's just, you know, function just to bend down. And, you know, Jim says, oh, it's a lot easier to sit down and put on my socks than to reach all the way down there. You know, you know, as we get older, functional training becomes very, very important. Wouldn't you agree, Melissa?
It does.
Absolutely.
It does,
and, you know, and when you're talking about adding all different styles of training, and that's kind of when I opened FitMix, it was the reason why the mix is in there is because so many things are important. The strength is important. Speed is important to some people. It's not very important to me, but strength is important. Flexibility is important. Balance is important. And that's why I found that that blend of strength training plus Pilates, which helps you learn control and core strength and helps you so much with your balance, yoga, bar, band resistance is amazing, and I'm loving it more and more as I get older. I mean, you can do everything with a band. And then getting the cardio involved in it too. I mean, it takes everything to give you the strength, the stability, the speed, the agility, so you don't trip and fall, especially as I get older clients. The ones that shuffle when they walk, getting them to step a little bigger and making them feel confident and taking a little bigger step is important. And those little things just, you realize how important they are. The older you get and the older my clientele gets.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Could have said it better. Number four on my list is time-efficient workouts. You know, as much as I hate to say it, you know, as I get closer and closer to entering my 60s, you know, it's not like I'm going to retire anytime soon. So, you know, I'm still working. I'm busy. Most people are. We need to be able to be effective and efficient in our time that we spend in the gym, just like we do with everything else, you know, and it's not necessary to be there for hours on end. You want to make sure that what you're doing is working for you, that you're getting the results that you need. But at the same time, you know, we don't want to be sitting there taking 3 minutes in between each set and being on our cell phones and everything. It's like, have that time cut out for you, make the most of it, and then go about doing other things. But really focus on what you're trying to accomplish, have that mind-muscle connection, and make your workout count.
That's right. Don't waste time in the gym looking at the TV, Jim.
I only do that between sets.
She said, don't talk between sets. Don't look at your phone between sets. Don't watch TV between sets.
I agree. I don't even carry my phone in the gym. It won't even be in my pocket. Yeah, it stays in the truck.
How well I know.
It stays in the truck.
It does stay in the truck. I know. I've called you 150 times and you're at the gym. You know. But Rachel, he'll stand there. He goes to the gym to do two body parts and comes home 2 hours later because he's watched all the TV on there.
Watched
the whole football game while he's there at the gym. No. I'm just picking at you, honey.
That's funny.
I know.
Finally, I would say that that my fifth top trend for 2020 is wellness and proactive care. We are our own best advocate. We know when something's not right, and it's up to us to take the steps so that we can prevent injury, prevent sickness and illness, and do all the things that we need to so that we can have a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, in all aspects of wellness, you know, including having that time to be unplugged for just a few minutes every day where we can just relax and not be always go, you know? So wellness and proactive care, I think, are really essential parts of the fitness trends, and you'll see more and more, whether it's all of the injectables with vitamin therapy or hydration therapy, or just you looking at more holistic approaches to medications that will keep you healthy on an ongoing, regular basis.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head with that, Rachel. You know, one of the things I noticed was people call something mindful workouts, which what you said, you know, be mindful of your workouts. So a lot of people use workouts for relieving stress, you know, so mm-hmm. this helps them to manage anxiety and depression. And you're right. I mean, there's just so many things that I've used vitamin therapy and hydration therapy this year, being sick, trying to get better, you know, quicker and without taking, you know, harsh medication, because I had to take so many harsh medications. So now I'm just trying to get them out of my system.
Right.
And so I really do believe in hydration therapy and IV therapy for vitamins and stuff. So those were all really, really great trends to look for in 2020. Well, what will House of Pain be doing going forward in 2020 and Southern Muscle Magazine?
Well, you know, we are kicking off the year with a workshop in January. It's called Strong as a Mindset for 2020. And it is going to be a feature, I guess, speaker, Mo Newman, who is a judge and IFBB Pro and NPC judge. And she is going to be talking about sharing her tips for, you know, how she kept mentally strong throughout her prep and how she continues to use that in her everyday life. You know, bringing about positivity, bringing about empowerment, and not allowing yourself to start feeling that negativity, not letting it creep in. You know, we're our own worst critics, and we'll always just say, oh, no, no, we don't accept a compliment, or, you know, somebody else is cutting us down or whatever, and we're taking that. And it's like, that's not doing us justice. We need to step up and be positive and surround ourselves with positivity. So that is what she's there to do, share her thoughts on that with us. And the whole workshop is going to benefit the Atlanta Humane Society. We're collecting donations for the animals off the wish list. And other than the items we're collecting, it's free for anybody to come up. So they can go to trainwithpain.com and sign up to reserve their spot for the workshop. And we already have almost 50 people signed up. So this is a necessary topic to talk about. We're excited to be kicking off the year with that.
Well, that sounds absolutely great. And this is January?
Yeah. January 11th.
Here January the 11th.
Personal training. And then we have our workshop, our big posing workshop, which, Maria, I hope you and Fit Talk Radio will be here with us. That's going to be February 7th and 8th. It is a full 2 days of all kinds of stuff to help you get your stage ready and be your best for the 2020 season. And
I saw that online, Rachel. Yeah, I saw that online. I can't, and that's in February, so that will be great.
February 7th and 8th.
Fit Talk will plan to be there.
The 2020 issue of Southern Muscle Guide will be out at that time, and we're excited about having this issue. We've got some great things. Sid Gillen is writing an article for us. Ashley Caldwell is writing an article. Nutrition specialist Bree Marsh is writing an article for us. Whitney Weiser is writing an article for us. So I'm really excited about all of that. And we have Brandon Curry and his wife Brandy on the cover. So there's just a lot of great things that are happening with Southern Muscle Guide. And look forward to sharing all those tips and helpful information for all those people that are dedicated to a healthy lifestyle and want to take it to the next level by stepping on stage.
Wow. It sounds like you got a lot going on coming up in 2020. And I hope we can be there. I'm going to put it on my calendar, and we will definitely try to be there for that posing workshop, Rachel. Thank you for the invite.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Maria.
All right.
We'll talk again soon.
Let's do. Thank you. That's Rachel Payne with the House of Pain out of Atlanta, Georgia. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. And Melissa, we're going to continue to talk about all these interesting fitness trends for 2020. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Body Works Fitness offers personal training and a variety of free fitness classes, along with free tanning and brand new cardio equipment with TVs on every machine. Located at 4510 A Bell North Drive, just off North Fidelsa Road, Body Works Fitness has 24/7 access 365 days a year. Owners Jamel Watson and Kesley Allen are here to help you reach your fitness goals. Oh, and did they mention no contracts? Be sure to check out their Lake Park location. Call them today, 229-253-9977. Body Works Fitness.
Hello, everyone. Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by at Destiny Fitness today or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
You've heard about Hot Rods Fitness. Now it's time to experience Hot Rods Fitness. Your first class is absolutely free. Hot Rods utilize exercise systems to provide you with the best group exercise class in town. Dynamic compound, isolation, aerobic, anaerobic, plyometric, and isometric. If you're not sure what these mean, don't just read about it. Go to Hot Rods Fitness online or download the app and schedule your first free class and experience it for yourself. Hot Rods Fitness. Make your fitness dreams a reality.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment, and we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. We are here with Melissa Eikenberry from Wintersville Fitness and my husband Jim. And the latest trends for 2020. Well, Rachel had some good ones, didn't she?
Yes, she absolutely. She touched on a lot of them. The thing that's kind of interesting to me is that I'm a little, like you were saying earlier, when you're a gym owner, you're a little bothered by so many technology apps. What I do find though is that people bring that stuff in and they're still working out in the gym, but they may be following somebody else's program instead of mine.
That's okay as long as they're paying the membership, right?
They're paying the membership. So it's okay. They're still using our equipment. What I do know though is there's nothing in my mind as a trainer, and there's nothing that's going to work as good as having that coach or personal trainer or group fitness instructor. Anyway, someone right there with you face to face, not virtual. You can't compete with that completely. So in my mind, it's still different. I have people that pay me just because they know they won't show up at the gym unless I'm waiting on them. Let's face it. There's several of those.
That's true. I mean, I've heard that over and over again. You know, my whole training career, you're right. There's nothing like that person there that you can talk to, ask a question to, and give you that motivation.
It's that accountability factor.
Absolutely.
And I'm a counselor too. They'll come in with all their problems and then we're just like, okay, let's sweat it out and then we'll talk about it.
there you go. That's so true, Melissa. That is hilarious because I've often said I need to put psychologists on the top of the door besides the fitness center.
Over the years, Maria has counseled them, cried with them, prayed with them,
absolutely.
You name it.
We do a little bit of everything. Something I'm kind of excited about, now you might, I don't remember, I couldn't hear if she said anything about it, but the high-intensity, low-intensity interval training, you know, kind of mixing them up a little bit. And having it low impact is that's so important for us, especially as we get into our 40s and older, to take the impact down, take it down a little bit. You can still be high intensity, but low impact. And I think that's what people are starting to understand now. You don't have to be jumping. You don't have to be pounding the pavement.
Protect those knees.
There's a lot of things that you can do to protect your joints so you can continue to work out up into your 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. If you stay high impact all the time, eventually your joints are going to pay for it, and you will have to cut back somewhere. So I like that trend, that there's going to be more still high intensity, but with a low impact workout, which is what I've always tried to do and implement in there with the people that need that. But just the idea that it may be a trend that everybody will catch on to, because that's the way I've always worked out and I've never hurt myself.
And that's probably good advice for people any age, because even young people can get shin splints and problems like that.
Yeah. I get shin splints very easily, and you know, I've been doing this my whole life, so running gives me shin splints. So.
Well,
so,
yeah, especially if you're running on a hard surface.
Right, absolutely. Well, it's HIIT training, and now it's LIIT training.
Mm-hmm.
Not LIIT as in, you know, but LIIT, L-I-I-T.
So this does not involve alcohol?
Does not involve alcohol.
Okay, okay.
HIIT and LIIT.
We're not
but that
LIIT.
Is one of the
or
new trends.
Our best-selling pre-workout is LIIT.
Oh, is it really?
But yeah, I think that's important that people learn that they don't have to take the chance of injuring themselves to be able to stay active and get the results you want. I mean, strength training is important. The flexibility, the whole nine yards, like we talked about earlier. What else have you kind of seen that's a?
Well, you know, she mentioned group training, and you know, I've been doing group training for a long time. I didn't invent it, but I was probably one of the first instructors. Back in the day, Melissa, you know, who trained in people in a group. I realized early on that I couldn't make a lot of money by training people by the hour, one person at the time. So I had to do group training. Even when Jim and I got married 12 years ago, you know, we did group training, you know, fitness group training. But, you know, fitness boutiques have kind of popped up, and I'm going to use Orange Theory for one of them. You know, it's group training, personal training, group training is what they call it. And other ones, you know, like it or similar to it, have popped up. Now, I think it's a trend that's going to stay, but I don't think they're going to take the place of your conventional gym like Wintersville. But I think that that's just maybe taking group training to the next level. And a lot of people that can't afford maybe one-on-one training, it's a good alternative to personal training if they have a good coach that's watching and paying attention.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes with the group training, we would end up with couples who socialized in other ways. You know, they two or three couples, married couples, that go out to dinner together or you know, golf together or whatever. They would also, that would be a group, and we'd have a group with six people, and it would be three married couples.
I remember that.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that. And we're still friends with some of those people. Still
amazing.
Still got to dinner with them.
After all we put them through and as hard we worked.
Yeah, we sure did.
they still like us.
They still like us, yeah. And of course, she talked about wearable apps and things. I mean, Melissa, I just think that's going to hear us stay, you know. But yeah. People who really want to come to the gym, they're going to still come. I mean, you know, I'm not going to ever own a Peloton bike. I'm sorry. Virtual fitness just wouldn't do it for me.
No. Well, I'm glad I didn't get you that for Christmas then. You know, I went with a good old-fashioned ironing board. You know, oh, I let it slip. You know what you're getting now.
I asked for a crock pot. Mine broke.
Wow. Well, I've seen the ads. They pop
no,
up
I know
constantly
what you want.
With the...
She wants jewelry. I'll just tell you, Drew. She wants jewelry. So that's what she got.
The big mirror that it looks like a huge cell phone. Have you seen that?
No.
It stands up in your room. And so basically it's like you're working out. You're looking at yourself, but you've also got the person there, like you're kind of working out together, and you try to mirror the instructor. But I was looking at the pricing on it just out of curiosity, and it's, you know, close to $2,000, and they go up or down from there, but it's very a very pricey piece of technology. And then I see people all the time, they'll have their workout with the countdown and all, the little timer. And they come in the gym because we do have a room that's set up specifically for the type of training. That's where we had to flow with it. And that's what FitMix and Wintersville Fitness both did. We got those things that they're looking for that they can go into that group fitness room when we're not having a class. And they can do their online program with their phone. And they've got all the equipment there where to flow from one to the other. Where if you're at home, it may take you a little bit, or maybe you don't have all the stuff available. We have slam balls and the battle ropes and kickboxing equipment and band equipment free weights, anything you can think of is in that room that's made for that type of thing too. So people use it all day long, even when we're not having group fitness, to do their virtual programs and things that they just got set up for themselves.
And I think that's what the conventional gym has got to do to keep up with the trends. And I like that. And Destiny Fitness in Tipton has a room like that, has a room where you can get, they have the battle ropes. And if you want to do your own CrossFit thing or your own interval training thing or HIIT or whatever, you can do that there. So that's great, Melissa. But, you know, I don't think your conventional gym is going anywhere. You know, trends come and go. There are fads in fitness, too. So, but another new thing that I think is very, very interesting, you know, I definitely want to do this myself, is DNA testing and blood work that you can have done that it'll actually tell you what hormones are making you fat. What is in your body that you need to get rid of or that you need to add to help you achieve your fitness goals. Now, that is getting down to science.
What's in your body that's making you fat? I think it's the Snicker bars.
I was thinking Oreos, but we'll go with Snickers.
No, it's the Cokes.
That too. I think that's really interesting that we do have that technology now where we can kind of find out, because we've always known as trainers that genetics play a huge role in whether you get results or not and what type of training it takes to get those results, where we've had to do it by trial and error. Maybe this mapping that they have now can pinpoint it and say, no, this is what you need for your body type and your genetics, and we maybe can skip trying several different things and say, okay, this is not working for you. Let's try this program. You know how we're constantly adjusting a client's program because we want them to get the results they're looking for. I'm measuring them. I'm taking their body fat. We're checking their weight and we're checking everything on them to say, okay, is your body fat going up or going down? Are we doing something wrong? And then we have to tweak their diet and then we rethink the angle of, okay, how are we training and how can we train more effectively to get the results you want? And maybe this will help skip a step. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm all for anything that takes more of the guesswork out and puts more science in. That's great.
Well, it's called genome mapping. And I just think it's because, you know, Jim, you know, I've been fighting, you know, the last 10 years because of hormones, you know, and menopause. It just did terrible to me. And so if I can customize my fitness plan to my precise biology.
Right.
I can do anything, you know, and they've got testing kits for fitness, and this is becoming the new movement. And I mean, I just think that's, to me, you're right. I mean, all these bodybuilders and people, I mean, that's what they're doing. And that's why some of these people can get in the shape. You know, if I've been doing cardio my whole life, but I'm still fat and my body is going to respond to strength training better, I need to know that. And stop doing as much cardio, or vice versa. Don't you agree, Melissa?
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, it is, it's a constant process. And then just, I see people all the time that come to me and they say, oh, well, once I get this weight off, I'm just going to do cardio for a while. And then when I lose the weight, then I'll come sculpt and tone with you. And I was like, that's not how it works. They all work hand in hand. And if you add them both together, you're going to get the results a lot quicker. And then this genetic mapping stuff may help us. What I would like is something that really helps me with the diets, the nutrition that I need to tweak in mine, because the exercise I've kind of found pretty quickly what works for my body type, but the diet I have not figured out yet, because there's no diet that says it's okay to eat the amount of cookies I eat.
I got to find one that allows me to have my Coca-Cola. I'm still looking, Melissa, too.
See, that too. Why is that not good for you?
It's just not all that sugar, I guess. I don't know.
Something to do with the sugar, yeah.
Something to do with that sugar, yeah. Well, I'm insulin resistant, so. And that I did learn that because of having some blood work done. Just simple blood work. There are certain things that you can find out about your body, and I have done that. Another thing that a lot of people, and this is going back to the commercial with Burger King and the plant-based burger. Plant-based diets are a new trend. I think that's going to be a fad, not a trend. I think that's faddish. What's your opinion on that?
I think it really depends on the person. I know a lot of people that we have a couple of gym members that look phenomenal. It just amazed me because I'm so used to seeing, when I see someone who's straight vegetarian and they take it, you can see it in their face. they don't really look, they don't look healthy. And it's not to be rude to them or anything, but there's certain things about them that I can see when I look at them. I was like, I bet they're a vegetarian. You know, I shouldn't be so judgy, but you can tell there. But then there's some that there's a couple in the gym, and I'm actually trying to learn more from them where they are really tweaking it, and they must be doing it just right. They're getting all the protein and everything they need somehow from all that, and the iron and all the stuff that I feel like I lack when I try just straight vegetables. I don't feel good. And, you know, I mean, I have low iron anyway, so I mean, when I crave meat, I crave meat.
Oh, that's
I'm
going to
go just eat.
And that's every day.
I'm just
going to
eat a cow. But they're making it work, and you would never know by looking at him. And you may know him, Garrett. I can't remember his last name right now. But he's been at that gym for forever since you were there. But he looks amazing.
Well,
I was really blown away that him and his wife both have gone strictly vegetarian.
The people that do the vegetarian and the vegan and all, you know, different people have different reasons, and that's fine. And if it works for them, that's great. But that's one fad I'm going to skip. You know, I want my ribeye.
You're a carnivore, Jim.
Definitely a carnivore.
I mean,
where's the beef?
Jim can eat some meat. If y'all just have to come watch the man eat, just watch him eat. He eats his plate, another plate, and what's left on my plate. You know, so yeah, you're definitely a carnivore. Meat.
Some people crave sweets. I don't want the sweets. You know, I want
meat.
He
wants meat. Yeah. He wants meat. But, you know, at 57 years old, I will brag on him. He was stretching up or doing something the other day, and I said, oh my gosh, look at your biceps. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of muscle, Jim. I mean, so that meat has really.
I'm trying to hang on.
Yeah,
trying to hang on. Let's hang on to what we got.
Hang on. Well, you're hanging on good, honey. I really appreciate those big biceps. But yeah, I was kind of impressed with my husband's biceps, Melissa.
Impressive.
Well, hard work in the gym pays off sometimes.
Great biceps. The thing with the dieting too, there's so many different trends, but I do like that. If you're going to be a vegetarian, vegan, I always get them confused on which one is more
vegan
restrictive. Okay.
Vegan is more restrictive.
If you're going to do it and you do it right and, you know, and you enjoy that and you can, that's great if it works for you. And it might work for me, but I'm just, some things, you know, how some people are just not willing to do certain things. I can't. I do try to eat. I always try and what you should do is try to make sure your meat is lean that you are eating. Obviously, chicken and, you know, white meat is better for you, but we all know that that gets old after a while, too. There's only so many ways you can make chicken breast. And so sometimes I just, and I can tell when my iron's low because I think your body does innately give you a craving sometimes for things that you need.
I need that Coke.
No.
My body's craving that Coke. Oh, it's an addiction, not craving that. My body's not telling me that. Is that what you're trying to say, Melissa?
You've got a Coke addiction.
I've got a Coke addiction. Well, my grandmother, you know,
out of the
put
red
it in
can.
My bottle when I was a baby. So there you go.
Oh, dear Nana.
For real, she did. Honest to goodness. They put it in my bottle when I was a baby. And I got hooked on it. And it has been a vice for me. And if I ever get sick or if I want something of comfort, I want that real Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I can get away from it for a while, and I'm off of it. Right, I'm drinking Coke Zero when I do drink some. But if I ever start it, there it goes again.
Every once in a while, she's like, I want that Coke in the red can.
Yeah, I want the red
the
can
red
Coke.
Can.
The red can.
The real stuff.
Well, I want it not just in the red can. I want it in the styrofoam cup with a lot of the squishy ice in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that crushed
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
But it is true, though, because, like, even growing up, that was the kind of thing when I was sick or when you were nauseated. My grandma and my mom, they gave us a Coke. I mean, it wasn't like we sat there and drank the 2-liter, but it was something that I was always told settled my stomach and things like that. But, you know, it does. Like, when I have a migraine, even my doctor has told me to drink a Coke with my migraine medicine because it helps it get into your system better, which I thought was interesting. I'm like, yeah, you told me I could drink Coke. So, but it does. It's like the first thing I crave when I feel a migraine coming on because I suffer from so frequently. And I'm like, okay, I need a Coke. I need my medication and an ice pack. And I'm, you know, that's my
and a dark room.
Right. That's my starter.
Well, Howie, I know you've had a hard time, Melissa. What How is that coming? What has the doctor said, given you any indication as to why you're having all these?
No, migraines are so, they've been researched for years, and they really can't figure it out because there's so many different triggers. They know there's triggers out there, but there's so many different ones. Some of mine come from some neck problems that I have from an accident I had in high school. But I had migraines before I ever drove a car because I've had them since I was a child. The barometric pressure changing, and that's why I was asking you if you feel the difference in pressure in your head, because I can tell when the weather's changing. And that's usually one of those times where I'm like, okay, I need to get home because I can tell it's coming because I can feel the pressure build up in my head. Some of them I have an aura with where I see light flashes and stuff like that, so I know it's coming, and others I don't get that. And some I throw up with, some I don't. And I don't know if it's from a different trigger each time, but my neurologist and my doctor, my chiropractor, my masseuse, everybody kind of works together, but we just haven't, I've never been able to pinpoint one thing that causes them.
I think everybody's different too. I think everything, you know, different triggers, different people, and you can feel and tell though when one is about to come on. Is that right?
Right. I can always tell. Overheating is one of them. That's when I learned, and I hate it because I love my job. But if there's a 5K and where I want to run with my people, because we usually like to get as a group, and there's usually 8 or 10 of us that try to do them together, I can't do it with them anymore because I get overheated, and inevitably the last probably 5 years or so, I get a migraine after one every time. And I'm like, it's just not worth being in the bed for a day to two days afterwards, or vomiting or whatever goes along with it that time.
Well, I know, well, you've suffered a long time with that. There's not really a cure. You just have to go home, put your ice pack on, and get in a dark room. And you say usually it takes you about a day to get over one.
Yeah, usually a day, and then the next day I still don't feel 100%. The worst one I think I've had in years was, I know it's the worst one I've had in years, was last Sunday. And it took me a day and a half to get over it. It was just from 4 a.m. I woke up, and with pressure, the headache and vomiting, and then we had to wait on the migraine clinic to open up because it was a weekend. And then Sean took me for to do the Phenergan and the Zofran because I couldn't keep down my medicine. I couldn't keep down my Coke. I couldn't keep down anything. So I was basically to the point where there was nothing else except dry heaves. And so when you're already suffering from a really, really bad headache, and then the dry heaves come with it, so then you got the pressure of that on top of it. It's miserable.
Wow. I know that he posted about you having a real bad one here recently, and I was so sorry to hear that. It's similar to what I have gone through. I know we're kind of getting off the subject here tonight, but because the trigeminal was right over my right eye, which could be a cluster migraine mm-hmm. over your eye. And that's really what I thought might have been my issue. The only thing that was different for me was that it would happen for 2 to 5 minutes, and then it would be gone. Mm-hmm. And it would be debilitating pain for that amount of time. And that's it, you know. And then it would
then
come
you
back.
You didn't know when it was coming back.
No, you didn't
but
know
it
when it was
going
when I was going to hit. So because that was not a symptom of migraine, to just do it for 2 to 5 minutes,
right.
and we knew then it wasn't migraine. But I suspected that I was having. I thought it was probably a cluster migraine, you know,
right.
Until I found out it was trigeminal neuralgia. Well, we hope you get better. And what's happening at Wintersville? What do they got? Any Christmas specials or I guess you got gift certificates available too?
Right. We're doing gift certificates for personal training, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. You know, so basically any price you have that in mind that you want to spend on somebody that hopefully won't beat you up for giving them a gym membership. but it's we can work with your price line and kind of get whether it's just the membership itself. You can do just group fitness classes or you can do personal training, because I ran some specials myself. For my current members, I gave them 2 sessions for free because I can't really afford to buy them each individual present. So I'm giving my time. I gave them 2 sessions for free with their packages that they purchased in December. So that'll give them a little extra for their money. And then to get on new clientele, I just kind of ran little small, shorter packages with 30-minute sessions to get them started on. And I did have a few people take up on that too. And I'm finding the because of people's lack of time, that is a trend that's catching, is the shorter training sessions. They're coming on their lunch breaks and they want to get in and get out. And some of them are able to get everything in I'd normally do in an hour in that 30 minutes if they're really go-getters and they don't have any health issues. So that's kind of a neat thing, is to find that. And you can get the same results in less time if you really give it your all and you give it your best.
Well, that's great. And, of course, Rachel Payne brought that up, and I think that's really cool. And, you know, a lot of times people – an hour is a long time, mm-hmm. and a lot of people can't do an hour physically. And even if they can, they don't want to. Like you said, they just want to get in and get out. So new trend in 2020, and then they've got great prices, 30-minute specials, you said. I know Destiny Fitness has got a big sale. They're doing $29.95 for tanning, gym, group fitness. So that's a pretty good little deal that they've got going on for their Christmas special. So Destiny, of course, they've got gyms all over South Georgia, not in Valdosta. So that's good for you. And but anyway, anything else happening? When does your boot camp start in January?
I always got to talk about my boot camp. The next boot camp is going to start January 6th. We'd like to give everybody time to, for the most part, have their kids back in school. Because school started at different times, we found January 6th was going to be the best time to start it. The programs all last 6 weeks. We take beginning and ending measurements. That's your body fat percentage, inches, your weight. We give you a diet and nutrition plan to go with it that's just good common sense. Portion control and timing, because timing is important on when you eat. And it's going to be a big turnout. They get bigger. And then in January and August are usually our biggest ones, so I'm kind of excited about having a big one again because it's usually pretty small. Our last one started in October and went through right before Thanksgiving. And then we don't have one in December for obvious reasons. So people are in and out of town too much to really stick with it. So, but, yeah, we're excited. Again, January 6th, it's $125 for the full 6 weeks. The earlier you sign up, you get a discount. So if you sign up before Christmas, it's only $100. If you sign up by January 1st, it's $110. If you sign up after that, it'll be the full price of $125. So you save money.
Absolutely. Well, you are the boot camp queen here in South Georgia. So that's what you started here with, and you're continuing a great job there with your boot camps. And you're doing a great job at Wintersville Fitness. Listen, you and Sean have worked your fannies off, I know, literally, and have just really built that business up. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. And we're excited about the boot camp and working with actually training the actual Army now. So it's back good with me. I get to do a free boot camp class with them once a month, and I have anywhere between 18 and this time 34 I had to train. Last week we had 34 in class, so it was awesome.
Wow, 34 Army people. Wow, I'm glad. I'd just like to have seen that.
Got pictures.
Yeah. Well, Sean had to post some of those pictures so we can see it. That's very cool. Well, we've had a lot going on here tonight, but Jim and I are headed to Atlanta on Saturday.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to take this opportunity to say good luck to all the area football teams that are playing for a state championship this weekend, this Friday and Saturday in Atlanta. And right now, just those that come to mind here in our immediate area, Lowndes County. Lowndes has looked good all year. All year they've been playing well. And Brooks County, who actually lost a couple games, finished second in the region, but they're peaking at the right time, and that's important. So they're playing for a state championship. Coach Freeman and his squad, good luck to them. Crisp County out of Cordell has surprised some people in making it this far. They're going to play for a state championship also. And Irwin County, my friend Coach Buddy Nobles has been battling stomach cancer all season long, but he's a trooper. He's a tough guy, and that defense is playing so well. They've got 7 shutouts this year. And just think about this, you football fans. That defense has scored more points than they've given up this season.
Wow. Yeah.
We watched them play all season there at home, and they have been incredible.
Well, they played Clinch twice and shut out Clinch twice, and that tells you something because I have a lot of respect for that program in Clinch County. But, you know, they beat them like 36-0 last week, so that tells you something about how well Irwin is playing right now.
They really are. And, of course, keep Buddy Nobles in your prayers. Fit Talk listeners battling cancer, and he's been at the games. They made him a special little platform to be on, and he sits in a tent when it's cold and got a little heater in there. So, you know, he is fighting for his life, and literally, and now Irwin County is fighting for a state championship. It would be good for him to get this state championship this year, wouldn't it, Jim?
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, we certainly are. Well, thank you for joining us tonight here on Fit Talk Radio. We'll be back with our last show and Santa Claus next Thursday night. So you want to tune in to 105.9 WVGA right here at Fit Talk Radio. Remember to stay in faith, love your family, and always stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA.